on in. Sit right down. Keep your hands up. Keep your chin down. Shut the door. Time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey, hey everybody.
What day is it?
It's Wednesday because we're here live.
It's the only day I know. Seriously.
The only structure you have in your life is...
You know, I joke all the time. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, whatever. Should I tell you? Should I get right into the block? Should I tell you what happened last night?
Let's get it.
First and foremost, if in fact the Big Mouth is listening right now.
Okay.
And he's golden. That's all I'm going to say is he's golden.
Okay.
This is going to be exciting.
All right.
Okay. I was called a racist last night.
Oh.
All right? And I'm so enjoyed it. Not being called a racist. Okay. I enjoyed this moron going off on me.
Okay.
Okay? Because as he was getting on me, and you keep telling me, don't get on, don't handle, don't. I just responded, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what anybody does because you're going to believe what you're going to believe.
Right.
And I'm going to believe what I'm going to believe.
Always.
No matter what. We could even talk pizza. You're going to say you make... No, you're going to say you make the worst pizza,
I do.
Which you do say, and I disagree. I think your pizza's not bad, right?
For frozen pizza.
So then I said, as we're arguing about or disagreeing, you people.
Okay.
Then he called me a racist because I said, you people.
Well.
Have you ever seen the movie Remember the Titans?
No.
You've never seen that?
I've never heard of it.
It's one of my favorite movies.
Really?
And you know, I don't watch movies, but I love this movie. And, you know, it's an interracial. They brought black athletes into a white school, Denzel Washington. I've told you the story because the coach that got demoted so that the black coach could come in, Denzel Washington, lives here or lived, I think he passed away, in St. Pete.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Oh, that's a nice connection.
So I'm in my bank and I'm talking to this lady, and this lady knows that I do national sports radio and blah, 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 blah. And it doesn't mean anything to you because you didn't see the movie.
Right.
If you saw the movie, you would get excited about what I'm about to tell you.
All the other people listening will identify with it.
So there's strong side and there's left side.
Okay.
Okay. The white superstar who ends up getting in a car accident and dies, and then the black athlete that came over and the two bonded together and all that kind of stuff. Well, my banker at this bank, husband, was on the team.
Oh, really?
So there was the middle linebacker and the two outside linebackers. So the stars are left side and strong side. The third linebacker was my banker's husband.
Wow.
So told me stories.
Sure.
And I showed you the photo. They had a reunion. And she gave me a, I don't know, 12 by 18 signed by the entire team. The real athletes, not the actors. So they're walking down the street in Virginia. This is back in the day. And a bunch of the athletes, some black, some white, were just acting crazy and being loud. And the white player goes, let something like you people, let them be them. And then the star black athlete's like, what do you mean them? Or you, whatever it was. Right. And he's like, you all. It's not racist. It's you all. You all in the pizzeria right now are going to eat pizza. And he just went off on me. And I kept saying how much I enjoyed this particular conversation because it was a moron looking worse than me.
It made you look good.
And it made me look good.
Yeah, so yeah.
And I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Anytime you can look good on social media, it's a good look.
Anytime I can look good.
Anytime.
We do have an RIP.
Uh-oh.
I mean, there's a lot of RIPs. You know, people are
one?
Yeah. James Harris passed away the other day.
James Harris.
Another one of the greatest Harris ever.
Okay.
And yes, I should have brought the speakers, but I thought you were going to listen on the phone, so I didn't do it. Yeah, if you, that's up to you. I'm not telling you to listen.
A live studio audience. Bring your own speaker, guys.
Exactly.
BYOS.
James Harris, reach out to your BFF, Who's your BFF?
Hulk Hogan.
And see if Hulk Hogan knows who James Harris is.
Oh, the wrestler.
Kamala.
Kamala.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
The giant passed away.
Speaking of Hogan, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Big dog.
Yeah.
67 years around the sun, 67 and laps.
He doesn't look a day over or under 82.
Yeah. It's a tough life.
It really
is. He lived a hard life.
You know, and you wonder when you ask some of these athletes, would you do it again if you could go back in time? And there's been quite a few that have said no.
Sure.
And there's quite a few. I mean, come on. Hulk Hogan, arguably, and we've argued this before.
The GOAT.
Oh, not the...
He's the GOAT.
He's not, but he's there. He's in the discussion. But he's in the discussion possibly of that Mount Rushmore thing.
Of all time.
Of all time. Because all time. He
most
is
iconic
so
figure.
Well known.
Right.
So
who lives a harder like party like lifestyle, like wrestlers or like rock and roll?
Yeah,
guys?
Rock
like,
and roll guys
like Steve LeMay from like Motorhead and those guys like
rock and rollers.
Who?
Ozzy Osbourne or somebody else he hangs out with.
Yeah,
I would say those guys. But then again, I've been with baseball players.
Yeah, they tear it up.
I've been with MMA fighters. They all do.
Right?
It's just that stigma of the rock and roll. Long haired, we're here to have a. It is Steve.
Steve Bonnet.
But yeah, you can't tell me back in those 70s, 80s, you know, Terry and Randy and the Funks and the Briscoes and all those guys.
They live like rock stars.
Well, and part of it was, you know, they would drive from St. Pete to Palmetto to do a show, and then they would drive to Miami to do a show. They're in the car, they're, you know, doing what they do.
Uh-huh.
You know, partying, doing whatever, having a good time, rocking and rolling. And then there's Terry. Could you imagine being the elite of the elite?
Oh, boy, I live that every day.
No. You're right. You're right. You imagine it. You don't really do it. But
I'm the king of all the pizza guys.
I did forget before we hit this first break today's lineup.
Oh, yeah. I guess we should announce who's coming on.
Well, first I wanted to RIP to
Knockout Radio.
To James Harris. Felice Herrick. Awesome. Momentarily.
She's awesome.
The return of Ryan Bader.
The double champ.
And we're going to give away one of the walkout shirts.
Is he all-time? Did he beat Tito for like number of appearances?
You know, I did so many things when I was young and as I got older and then I started to do this radio show, I kept everything. I kept my St. Louis Cardinals stuff when I was the bat boy, but I never kept track of that stuff.
He's got to be up there. It's
oh,
be
he's definitely
Tito,
up there.
Tito, Ryan.
Oh, it would be impossible for it not to be
top
Tito,
three,
Ryan. Yeah.
Top three.
They're top two.
Top two.
I don't know who else has been on that many times that would equal as many as Ryan and Tito.
Maybe David
Feldman?
Honestly, David Feldman's climbing the
he
charts.
He is climbing the charts.
Like every week at 3:15, BKFC segment.
It is possible that Ryan is number one now because Ryan did every week when he was on The Ultimate Fighter.
Right.
Now, Tito had been on earlier.
Sure.
You know, in
heyday,
life.
Right.
But, okay, so moving on. Johnny Dotson is on.
Nice.
Got a really cool, funny story.
Okay.
That you or I may like. And then, and I'm going to say this when Marcus comes on.
Okay.
I did do a little research on everybody.
Right.
Okay.
You did.
Prepared a little because I know that you're useless.
Okay.
So
yes.
I had to do a little something.
Holding the show down.
Yeah. You hold it down. So a little bit of research on Felice, a little bit of research on Ryan Bader, not that I needed it, a little bit of research on Johnny Dotson. You know how much research I did on Marcus Davis?
No.
I want you to, no, I did do some. I want you to just read that first line. That's my research. What's it say?
Why?
Why? That's all I needed to say. That'll be my question to Marcus Davis. Why?
There you go.
Because he's fighting.
I love it.
He loves it. I don't know if I love it. But all right, so let's hit the first break. Coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street. When we return, we'll head out to Las Vegas. UFC big weekend, big weekend, big card, big main event. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
You see it all around you. Good loving gone bad. And you
is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi.
Hi, this is Jim McMahon, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Everyone deserves a best friend. Clear the Shelters is back on August 17th. Join NBC and Telemundo stations for this nationwide pet adoption event. Last year, more than 100,000 animals found their forever homes. Find your new best friend. Go to cleartheshelters.com for a participating shelter near you.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Ferg and the whole gang at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Allstadt from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Florida Pizza, as we do each and every Wednesday, 88th Avenue and 4th Street. We need to talk about college football being canceled.
Yes.
Big Ten's made the announcement. Some other conferences are going to make the announcement. Tickets are being refunded. I know that the Bucs or StubHub has started to return money.
Right.
So it's going to be interesting to see if they even play. I've talked to some of the guys. We'll get back into that. Right okay. Now, there's certain people you never want to get upset.
That's true.
Because it's fight week, and it I know is. What that's like. Let's head out to Las Vegas as we will be popping in and out over the next couple hours. And welcome back to the program, Felice Herrick. Felice, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. How different and difficult has it been to prepare for this fight on Saturday, you know, with the world, with the pandemic, with everything that we're going through?
You know, it's actually been on another level crazy, combined with, you know, because I've been recovering from an ACL injury. So initially, you know, my gym had closed. They actually closed for good. You know, and then I switched gyms, and it's you know, and then my coach had tested positive for COVID during that time, and then he's like quarantining, and then everybody at the gym had to get tested, and just everything, it's just weird, you know, and then even showing up here at the hotel and like not being able to go down to the lobby, like my phone in my room wasn't working, and I got yelled at for trying to go tell somebody down at the lobby because I just wanted some coffee. And there wasn't any coffee packets in here. I don't know. I really didn't answer your question. I just rambled. But it just shows the madness and chaos of everything that's just going on. Like, things that you don't normally think about, you know.
It is crazy.
But what?
No, I said it definitely is crazy. And what I was going to ask, and I was going to go to Fight Island, and I don't know if I could have handled being quarantined. It's one thing to go in your hotel room. It's fight week. You want to relax. But it's another to go to for a fight week, I'm saying for you as a fighter as well, and not be able to leave the room. Not leaving the room because you want to is one thing. Not leaving the room because you're not allowed is another.
Yeah. Well, and then it's so weird because, so there's a scale right out that, like, there's a scale, you know, for the fighters to check your weight and everything on our floor, right, or on, like, the first floor, and we can't go down and weigh ourselves. So I'm like, what's the point? Like, you know, like, just, and then we have our own, it's nice and not nice. We have our own, like, little rooms, like, set our own little workout rooms that are just for us. But then there's, like, you know, they took the TV that rooms, like, set our own little workout rooms that are just for us. But then there's, like, you know, they took the TV that was mounted on the wall off, and they took the posters that were on there off. So there's, like, nails sticking out of, like, the wall. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of dangerous, you know.
Right.
Everybody's just doing, you know, what they can. But it's just, you know, it takes a while. Like, honestly, you just show up to fight week and you go with whatever. But this is definitely another level of feeling. But I was on The Ultimate Fighter, so I'm used to being isolated, you know.
Sure. Right. Well, and I was going to ask that in a way, and I know that I asked you this before, and I ask all the athletes, you know, fight week, do you try to think about, do you not try to think about? In a way, is it possible that you have so many other things and obstacles that it could be helpful because you're not thinking about Saturday, you're thinking about just getting through today?
I don't even necessarily know if it's, like, the thinking about. I think it's the resting, like, Being able to quarantine does give the fighter a lot more time to, like, just kind of rest and relax and recover. And, you know, you're not in the hustle and bustle of, like, constantly going here and going there and moving, which, you know, an athlete, you know, before, you know, the calm before the storm, you should kind of calm yourself a little bit. And it gives us that opportunity, you know, to do so.
How has, and not talking about the fight on Saturday because it hasn't happened yet, but, you know, your last fight and fights 3-4 fights ago, how much has it changed from your first walkout to your last walkout?
I don't know what you mean.
Just, you know, what you're thinking about. I'm sure fight one, you know, the anxiety, you know, maybe a little bit of nervousness. You know, the last one, you've now been a professional for many, many years. How different, you know, is it now to walk out into a fist fight than when it first started?
Yeah, it's definitely now. I've over the years, especially since, you know, first UFC fight to last UFC fight, like, I've learned to kind of stay more calm and not, you know, not let myself get overly anxious and let my, you know, just kind of work on my breath and, like, focus on my breathing and realize at the end of the day, like, it's just a fight. This is what I do. Like, I train for this. You know, I train harder. I train more at the gym, like, every day. That, you know, once you step into that octagon, it's 15 minutes. You know, it's like I show up every day. I'm practicing for, you know, hours. So it's like, what's 15 minutes? And I try to just look at it, like, from that mindset. And I think just, you know, as you get older and as you're more experienced, you know, you learn so much as you go, and, you know, there's always, like, curveballs being thrown your way, and you deal with them and you adapt. So then the next time, you know, you get thrown a curveball, you just kind of expect that nothing is ever going to go exactly the way you plan it, the way you envision it, and you have to just embrace and accept that, you know, there's like every fight is going to be different. Every walkout is going to be different. Every, you know, you show up fight week, every fight week is going to be different. Like right now, like with the quarantine, you know, it's, or with the whole COVID thing, it's just a different part of the job, you know, just like if you were to work for, you know, corporate America or whatever, and they're like, oh, we got a new boss and now things are changing, or, you know, we're cutting back on these policies and this and that, like things, life is ever changing, ever evolving, like, and you just have to not fight it, you know, just go with it.
Well, speaking of life being unpredictable, your new book is out, your first children's book, Lemons to Lemonade.
Yes.
So how do we find it? How do we get a hold of it? And what was the premise behind it?
Yes, I'm so glad you asked about my book. Little Bulldog Lemons to Lemonade is now available on Amazon. It's also available on Barnes & Noble, but most people have an Amazon account, so you can just... On my Instagram, there's a link on my page, which is just at Felice Herrig. Or you could just go to Amazon and search probably Felice Herrig, Little Bulldog, Lemons into Lemonade, any of the above. So I actually had been dealing with an ACL injury. You know, I tore my ACL, meniscus, had an LCL, MCL strain, like did everything to my knee. And, you know, I was going through the recovery and the rehab and, you know, kind of getting a little bit, you know, down because things weren't going as planned. I had a lot of, setbacks, you know, whatnot. But my dad is an amazing illustrator, and he hasn't drawn. And my brother died when I was seven. My brother was 2.5, and my dad really hasn't drawn since then. He's never really had a desire. And during the, you know, the whole quarantine, the COVID, whatever, I had the idea for the book, which the premise of it is because my ring name is the Little Bulldog. And, I kind of did envisioned a cartoon version of the Little Bulldog getting injured, you know, being sad that she can't do what she loves, like the Little Bulldog's a boxer. But all of her friends come together and teach her new things. She goes, there's a caterpillar named Coda, and he teaches her sign language. That's actually, I do sign language, so that was something that I did, you know, during my time off. She goes and she learns to make chocolate with this bunny. I actually did that. So all of her little friends, you know, her animal friends come together and teach her new things and show her that, you know, there's other things you can enjoy in life. It's not all about, you know, fighting, but, you know, persevere and you'll get better and you'll be back. And then at the end of the story, the little bulldog she gets her cast off and she's healed and she's back in the ring doing what she loves. So it's just about, you know, perseverance and never giving up and turning lemons into lemonade and making the best of the situation and finding other things to do.
I know it's a children's book, but there's a lot of lessons that us adults can use during this last 6 months of life to turn lemons into lemonade. A lot of people are jumping careers and changing what they do for a living and you know, financial stability. So I think your book is amazing. I can't wait to check it out myself. I have two young daughters, 6 and 8, so I'll make sure I pick up a copy of it for them.
Thank you. Oh, and you guys can give me your address, and I'll send you one, too.
Well, I was just on Amazon, but okay.
you can buy one and support me, and then I'll also send a signed one. There's no,
okay.
Box for signed autograph copy on Amazon.
Awesome. I'll do that.
The element of the story is that, you know, I got to do this with my dad, and it was something that was very special to me because I got my dad to do the illustrations, and he hasn't drawn in like 25 years. And so, you know, during the whole quarantine, the whole COVID, whatever, like we got together, we went over the book, we made up characters together, we got to spend so much time together, and that was, you know, a blessing for me as well. And I just enjoyed that aspect of it so much.
I put Amazon aside. I will go on and order it. I do promise. Before I ask you about the fight on Saturday, I've never asked anybody from Illinois or outside of Chicago why no ketchup on hot dogs.
I actually don't have an answer as far as why, Chicago dogs are typically peppers, mustard, relish. I don't know. They taste really delicious like that. I personally don't like ketchup on them, but I don't know if it's maybe just because I don't like ketchup, and I don't, I've always just had Chicago dogs the way they are, which is typically no ketchup, and you kind of get used to things, you know, the way you know them.
I don't like ketchup either. I don't like ketchup either, and I've never put ketchup on a hot dog, but when I went to Chicago, I almost got beat up. Just because I asked about it. And I'm from Philadelphia, so the same thing. If you order your cheesesteak wrong, they jump the counter and beat you up. So I just thought it was kind of funny. That's all.
I think it's like a traditional thing. You know, like Italian families or whatever, they're like, no, this is, you know, like if you have an Italian mom and she's cooking you like spaghetti with her like famous like meat sauce or whatever, and you're like, oh, can I have a meat sauce that, with no meat, just the sauce? She'd be like, no, this is how we do it. Like, you know, like, this is the way. Like, this is the only way. I think it's more of like a pride thing.
Exactly. Before I let you go, I have to ask. It is Saturday night. You are back in the Octagon. What can the fans expect to see before and after they order your book on Amazon? What can they expect to see on Saturday night?
You know, I think that I'm really going to bring it. I think this time off made me hungry. It made me realize, you know, what I had lost and what I, you know, what I had missed so much. But I think I'm just, you know, I'm really going to put on a good, like, exciting fight. I think the fight's going to be exciting. I think I'm going to be, you know, more aggressive than I've been in the past, and just kind of go out there and get back to my roots a little bit and just fight and realize I'm in there because I love it. This is what I love to do.
When, last question, I promise. When was the last time you saw Adam Hunter?
Oh, I don't really know. Long time ago. I think he heckled me at one of his shows in, he always heckles me when I go to his shows.
I was at one of the shows that you were at, you know, when he did, but that's what he does. I saw him last night. He did a Zoom comedy show, so that just kind of made me think. You know, to ask when you've
maybe
seen him last.
Maybe the last show you saw me at, that might have been the last time I saw him. I don't feel like I've seen him in years, actually.
Well, I believe we even took a picture together. I'll have to find it and send it to you.
You'll have to. We probably did.
I definitely will. Felice, thank you very much for your time. Best of luck on Saturday. We're going to put you on hold to get your address so we can send you out a shipment from Ape Man Strong, as well as a special shipment of Wicked Good Cupcakes.
I've been craving Wicked Good Cupcakes. I love them so much. You got me hooked on them. Every time I send a gift, I send out Wicked Good Cupcakes. I love them
so much. Perfect. I will get another package sent out to you this week.
Okay, yay.
All right, thanks, Felice. Let's put Felice on hold. If we can get her mailing address, we will take care of that. With that said, let's hit this break. Coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yo, maniacs! Hulk Hogan here, the greatest of all time, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. So what you gonna do?
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all.
If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Do you know the difference between jacaranda and a palm? How about what is lethal bronzing and how to stop it? Can you trim a 30-foot rubber tree and know how to clean your equipment after? I answered no to these and many more about the trees in my yard and how to take care of them. Luckily, I know the great guys at Tree Impressions of Florida, and they do. After one call to Tree Impressions of Florida, and I'm ready for hurricane season, or at least my yard will be, don't wait until it's too late. Call Tree Impressions of Florida today at 727-263-9291. You need tree trimming and removal? Watch how they clean up after. Just as impressive as the tree work in itself. Call Tree Impressions of Florida at 727-263-9291 and have one less thing to worry about before the next storm.
Everyone deserves a best friend. Clear the Shelters is back on August 17th. Join NBC and Telemundo stations for this nationwide pet adoption event. Last year, more than 100,000 animals found their forever homes. Find your new best friend. Go to cleartheshelters.com for a participating shelter near you.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Ryan Beatty here, Bellator heavyweight and light heavyweight champion. You're listening to Knockout Radio with that ugly man over here, Randy.
All right, we're live from Tour de Pizza, 88th Avenue, 4th Street in St. Pete. And let's make it official.
Let's do it.
I mean, I know that he's on. I wanted to do it before he came on, but we'll do it with him officially.
Okay.
Let's welcome back to the program the celebrity guest that has now made more appearances on the show than anyone. He has now leapfrogged Tito, Ryan Bader. Ryan, how are you?
I'm doing well, really.
Yep, you are now. And
that, huh?
I don't keep track. We talked about it earlier on the show, and you know I don't keep track, but Tito was always. And as I go back and I kind of look, and you know all the appearances from The Ultimate Fighter, and yeah, so you are now.
And the live appearance at the Super Bowl. I mean,
you are now number uno most appearances on Knockout Radio.
We've been rocking this since what, 2007?
Yep.
Probably,
back before you had
2008.
Do what? Ryan, you there?
Can you hear me? Yeah, I'm here.
Yep. You disappeared. What were you saying before your phone went out or our equipment blew?
I was saying probably since 2007, 2008, you know. What were you saying before your phone went out? That's kind of the Ultimate Fighter time. It's crazy.
Yep. We go back to before when you never had any championship belt.
And now he's got three.
Oh, yeah.
Congrats, Triple Champ.
So explain to me why we're just now finding out, and I'm sure you've known for months, that you have a fight right around the corner.
Well, you're wrong about that. I haven't found out. So, obviously, you know, we were booked in May. I was fighting MCOP at 205. And, you know, the pandemic COVID thing happened, and I was still training, still having hopes. And then pretty much halfway through that camp, they're like, you know what, it's not going to happen. And I kind of figured it wasn't going to. So we're like, all right, you know, maybe in June. June rolled around. Nope. All right, looking like end of July. And then that kind of rolled around, and they started, luckily. Bellator did, and then we were kind of told, you know, looks like August 21st, and I was about 4.5-5 weeks out, so probably like 3 weeks ago, you know, they told me kind of the weight class. I was like, hey guys, I gotta know if I'm going heavyweight or if I'm cutting this weight to 205, and it was all about getting Nemkov in the country. So I'm going down fighting at 205. So I found out about this fight, you know, a couple weeks ago, 3 weeks ago or so. I thought I was fighting Congo again.
I was trying to be funny. I wasn't implying insider information. I was just saying that we just the public, the fans, the media are just finding out, and it's like in 2 weeks. But luckily, you have been training since February, so that's good. Did it matter, you know, Congo at heavyweight, him at 205, or just you wanted a fight and you wanted to defend one of them?
I just needed a fight, you know. It was one of those things where I fought last September. You know, I was trying to fight in that Rising show, and you know, we're trying to work that out with Bellator and stuff, and they were open to it, and we just couldn't get numbers down. And then trying to fight in February here and in Phoenix, and then I had one in May. You know, so now it's just been postponed, and so for me, it did not matter. You know, I was telling my manager today, I was like, just give me a fight, whether it's, you know, Congo heavyweight. You know, because I didn't want to hope to, you know, that Nemkov could get in, and then if he couldn't, that fell through. So, you know, we wanted a backup, but it looks like he's in the country, I think yesterday, so I think we're good there. And so I'm just wanting to get in there, to be honest. Didn't matter what weight, you know, or anything. I was willing to drop the weight. Let's do it. Let's get one in before who knows what else happens.
Is this the longest period between two fights? I think it's, what, been almost 11 months? Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, I fought in September, I think September 7th or 9th or something like that. And, you know, so it'll be a year then. So I'm not sure. You know, I've had some other layoffs. I think there was one other time where it was almost a year or two. So it's just one of those things where I've been consistently going, though. It's not like I took months off. You know, I was thinking I was having fights every other month, you know, and then just kind of fell through or whatnot. So it's good. I was able to grow a lot, you know, and put in the work. It's not like I've just been sitting here just hoping. So been ready.
Twinkies.
Now it's just one of those things. Let's go.
I know you, you know, fairly well. I know you're, you know, one of the most grounded people I've ever been around, but I want to ask this anyway. When I did my 4.5 seconds of research, I saw what 3 out of your last 4 fights ended in the first round. How do you block that out? How do you, you know, not read into all that and look at the next fight as just that, the next fight, and the old is already passed?
Man, I've been spoiled, you know, with going in there, and, you know, all these have been 5-round fights. You know, and so to go in there and be done in the first round, you know, not only that, I haven't really gotten punched in the face in the last couple of years, you know, not once in this heavyweight tournament, you know, my last fight, you know, and even in the my title defense of light heavyweight, really, you know. So it's one of those things where I know this opponent, he's coming out after me hard right away, you know, it's just his style, you know. And so it's really just preparing for the 5-round fights and not hoping, you know, expecting it to go 5 rounds hard, you know, and then if something else happens, like a first-round knockout, first-round finish, that's awesome. That's when you get really excited. You're like, I don't have to fight four more rounds. I'm done. You know, on to the next one. So I've been spoiled in that aspect, but we're always prepared. You know, we've been there before a ton of, you know, three rounds, five rounds. It doesn't matter.
Is the sport this week, this month, just as much fun to you as back in, what, 07, 08, Ultimate Fighter time when we first started doing these radio things together?
Yeah, it's actually more fun. I just think because of, you know, the experience and all that. And back when, you know, I was a wrestler, really, and my skill set wasn't, I would say it wasn't up to par. I was beating a lot of people, but I was beating them with a limited skill set. And so now I have the confidence, I have the mental confidence in my game because, you know, I'm best in the world. I've been doing this for, you know, 13, 14 years. You know, when it was 2007, 2008, I was a wrestler. That was tough, you know. And so there's a lot more emotions to it. Now I look at it like, all right, you know, I've accomplished a lot of goals that I want to accomplish. And now it's about, you know, keeping that legacy, you know, going, defending these titles, making money, and having fun. So there's a lot of less pressure, I would say, even though I'm fighting for titles and five-round fights and defending two belts, you know. So I'm having more fun than ever.
But a whole lot more responsibility, you know, for the company, you know, doing all the media, doing everything that you have to do. There's a whole lot more of that now, not being a one, but being the, you know, the double belt holder.
Yeah, and, you know, and it comes in spurts, you know, the little spurts, too. It's obviously fight week, you're going to deal with that. You know, when I was younger, you know, we used to travel around a lot of times. You know, I'd go to the UFC, help promote, you know, and I was traveling all the time, you know, out of the country and all that kind of stuff. And so now, you know, having families, having three kids and all that, you know, it's definitely more structure. I'm home, you know, 95% of the time, and when it's time to work, it's time to go off to fight week. Yeah, I usually do have a lot more to do than my opponents, you know, especially the last couple times, you know, we were going, you know, a couple days all day, you know, around San Francisco, if it was in San Jose, et cetera, you know, but it's just one of those things where you're a champ, you gotta do those things. And you know, I like to, Bellator's always helped me out. I like to, get them out there as much as we can too, and promote them, and vice versa. So, but I'm having fun doing it too, you know. And I'm at top of my game physically, mentally. So, just having a good time.
We're gonna give away a walkout shirt. So I didn't know how to do it. I'm gonna let you pick whatever the trivia question is gonna be. What would be a good trivia question about Ryan Bader? Just anything. You know, how do we want to give away the shirt? I'm going to let you help me give it away. That's all.
Okay. You pick the question. You go. You know more.
So, in other words,
you know more. Are we talking Bader, like MMA Bader stuff? Bro. You know more about my career than I do. Shit.
All right. Then let me ask you this. If you could invite four people over for dinner, living or passed away, no family members, real or fictitious, but no family members, nobody from the gym, and not me, who would the four people be?
Man, I hate these questions.
Really?
Yeah, I do. Let me try to think real quick.
Dude, we need the Jeopardy music.
Maybe like a Genghis Khan.
Right.
Maybe like a George Washington. I'm trying to just think of, you know, interesting people. Maybe someone who's from the sports world, like a Michael Jordan, kind of get their mindset. You know, I haven't watched that documentary yet. I was going to save it for fight week. And the fourth.
We can go with three if you want.
Yeah, I'll just three, you know, it was. Like, you know, that old world history, and somebody like Genghis Khan, you know, I think he killed somewhere like 10% of the dang population, you know, just on his conquest, you know, then George Washington, just the times of this, you know, the early country and you know, coming over here and you know, just part of history. So, and then getting in the mind of somebody that's a superstar and a supreme competitor.
we'll go with those three. Final question. Normally, I wouldn't cross, you know, promotions, but Scott Coker once told me, hey, it's a big world. We can do it. So because the video has now been floating around of a press conference that not only you were at, but so was I, who do you like on Saturday night?
Man, I keep going back and forth. I just watched a little highlight thing that just showed up in social media. Man, it's a tough one to pick. You know, I usually would go with DC because it's wrestling. You know, but Stipe has this one speed. He starts at this speed, but then he never lets off. Like most fighters will start fast, and then all of a sudden, you know, third round, they're substantially slower. Stipe just seems to have this speed where he goes out, and it's not fast at the beginning, but he continues that throughout five rounds. And I trained with him for a couple of days, you know, and he's a stud. And then DC, I think DC wins if he goes out there and uses his wrestling consistently and is in shape. You know, I think he has the tools for sure. But you can't count out, you know, Stipe in that, you know, in his cardio and his accumulation of just punches, and he keeps coming after you. So toss up for me if Stipe or if DC can use his wrestling and he's in shape, I believe he wins.
There you have it. Ryan Bader, double champ. Thank you very much, and thank you for leapfrogging and now being the celebrity that has been on this program the longest, the most times since the beginning. Ryan, thanks a lot. Say hi to your family.
Hey, my pleasure.
I'll talk to you soon. Normally we'd put Ryan on hold to give him 8-man strong, but he can just walk down there.
He's already got him.
let's go right back to Las Vegas.
Let's go.
As we get ready for Saturday night. I got excited about something, and then when I found out John was going to be on, I get to act like a little kid for a second. Let's welcome back to the program, John Dodson. John, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Not too bad. I appreciate your time. I'm going to act like a little kid just for a second. I've covered this sport for a long, long time. I go all the way back to UFC 1. Not many things get me excited. I'm watching Bar Rescue the other day, since I'm locked in a house during this pandemic. They go to, I think it was Albuquerque, and they go into this bar, and there's a picture. The sandbar. There's a picture of John Dodson that they showed, and I thought that was the coolest thing ever.
Shoot. I'm so excited. One of my buddies actually used to be the manager over there, and he was like, man, we need one of your pictures, and we'll let everybody know that we support locals, and you're like one of my favorite people in the world. And I was like, yeah, I'll sign it. I'll give you this. And he goes, thank you. And then everyone kept on saying, I saw you on Bar Rescue. I was like, I don't own a bar.
I thought it was so cool. My wife's like, what's going on? I go, look at the picture. It's so cool. You know, I go back to where nobody knew about the sport. Nobody cared about the sport. And as it continues to grow, to me, that was cool. It was like, see, we are getting there. It's not ESPN.
Yeah.
It's John Dodson on the wall at the sandbar. To me, that was pretty cool. How has life been going for you and your family during this the insanity of this pandemic?
Well, the insanity of this pandemic has made it very hard for us to go to jump parks and parks. But we still go outdoors. We like to go hiking and stuff, and we pretty much get the normalcy of being out and about. And the only thing that sucks is that my kids miss seeing other little kids. I'm not like saying I'm not like their best friend ever, but they want people that is, you know, well, their height.
Sure. How has it affected, you know, training? You know, I know that we're not supposed to, but we all still go and do some training and, you know, still do some grappling and still do whatever. How has it changed what you're able to do to get ready for your upcoming fight on Saturday? It
hasn't really changed much. I have a gym at the house, and I've been going to the ranch, and there's not that many people over at the BMF Ranch anyways. And then my buddy Nick has his gym for the Jackson Acoma, and he closed the whole thing down because he had me and Landon fighting a rave war. We're all sitting there getting ready, and we basically just help each other get ready for a fight.
Outside of the pandemic, how is training, how has the whole MMA life changed, you know, over the past, before the pandemic? So let's go back a year to when you first started.
Man, well, let's go back to pretty much my last fight. It was amazing, had a huge crowd. Everybody was sitting there cheering, like everything that was going on. And I had an audience there who gave me like a new meaning of life that brings me to like happiness and joy. And that's like literally why I like to fight, is because I like hearing the crowd. It's going to be kind of awkward fighting in this silent arena. It's going to make me feel like I'm on Ultimate Fighter days all over again. Have nobody going to say anything besides the corner. John, you need to punch this dude in the face. Got it. Defend a takedown. Got it. Then I'm going to be left with my own thoughts, and I'm going to be singing songs.
You'll need somebody yelling, sweep the leg and the body bag and all the other stuff that we've heard.
Sweep the leg, Johnny.
You know, over the years. Have you called anybody or talked to anybody that has fought at the Apex to kind of get a feeling of what you're going to experience?
I cornered Landon 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
So I literally got to experience the whole gist of a fight week. I got to go ahead and see what we're going to do for transportation and also what we're doing for a weight cut. So nothing really changes on the weight cut part for me because I mostly do it by myself, and I usually just sit in the tub and watch some anime and then get back in there and just be ready to beat up somebody.
John, does the 25-foot cage factor into your game plan at all?
No, because I'm little, so everything seems big to me.
It's the greatest answer of all time.
John, what's the craziest thing that's happened in the middle of a fight? And I've asked a bunch of fighters, and some come up with, you know, some of the greatest, funniest things to ever happen. What is the funniest thing that's ever happened to you or, you know, during one?
Like, the funniest thing that ever happened to me during the fight is that I had to sit there and I had to pee the whole time. And I was like, yo, I have to pee. They're like, no, you got to knock this dude out. I was like, are you serious? I have to beat this dude before I can use the restroom? They're like, yeah. Second round, it's going to be done. They're like, what? Second round, we're going to go. They're like, yo, I have to pee so bad right now. I can't pee in a bucket. They're like, no. Oh, God, this guy killed me. So I ended up knocking out Daryl Montague out of Texas. I ran out, and I was like, yeah, they whip up the cage. I was like, go in the bathroom.
That's great. Like, yeah. All right, one of my favorite questions, you know, this is how we get to know the athletes even, you know, outside of the cage or the field or whatever. You're going to have four people come over for dinner, living or passed away, real or fictitious, cannot be from the gym, can't be family. Who would you invite over for dinner?
Ooh, Goku's would be number one. Yusuke or Meshi, because I would always want to pick his brain. K from Death Note. And Natsu Dragon. Natsu Dragon.
Okay.
From Fairy Tales, because I think he'd be just cool to hang out with, because I would want to barbecue my food.
Do you collect memorabilia, not just maybe items that you've worn, you know, in your fights, but, you know, any other memorabilia at all?
I have a bunch of fight cards from everybody else that I've been trying to get them to sign it, and they keep on looking at me like I'm a weirdo because they're like, John, you're my buddy. I was like, yes, and that's exactly why you should sign these cards. I keep a bunch of comics because I have a lot of comics, and my wife tries to get rid of them, and I keep on telling her, babe, this is paying for a kid's college. So don't touch them. And I have the whole series, the whole mint condition series from 1990 to all the way up to 95 trading cards of the Marvel series.
If you could get any one piece of memorabilia of anything, anything at all, what would you want?
If I could have one thing.
Back to our Jeopardy music.
Probably, probably the first issue where Moon Knight came to be and making sure that he had got the goddess power. Or it could be actually the one where he fought Midnight. Either one of those comics, I'm perfectly fine with.
Either one of those. Perfect. Before we let you go, we do need to real quickly talk about Saturday night. What can the fans expect to see when that very happy, pleasant Johnny Dodson gets back in the octagon?
When I get out there and ask him, I'm going to sit there and be smiling. You guys can hear something funny because there's no crowds out there, so I'll be talking a lot to him, telling him, no, don't touch me, because he's trying to be all rapey, because I don't want to be cuddled to death. I want to stand and bang, and he wants to sit there and lay on top of me, and that's kind of gross.
There you have it. Looking forward to it on Saturday night. What, real quick.
Well, Johnny, what round do you have to go to the bathroom so we'll know?
I don't know. Usually, because my nerves get all to me, it'll probably be the first or the second.
All right, there it is.
John, thank you for your time. Let's put you on hold so we can send you out a care package from 8 Man Strong for your time. Best of luck on Saturday night and have some fun.
Well, thank you. I'm going to be out there and I'm going to enjoy myself.
that is John Dotson. That could be now be one of the greatest 7-8 minutes, whatever it was. That was a lot of
That's
fun.
That's awesome.
John Dotson back in the Octagon Saturday night. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sign.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Kamaru Usman, a.k.a. the Nigerian Nightmare here, and you are listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.